You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome back on What's the Topic. Yeah, this is another Monday for you guys to enjoy. Yeah, you know, you guys are like really amazing. You're like really awesome and all the stuff. So like, I got a lot of things to talk about and all those things. But yeah, before we even speak about all those different things, I want to know how you guys are doing. So just let me know how you're doing. Yes. How has your week and weekend, not really week, but how has your past weekend? Yeah, and week, your past weekend and your past week. How was it? Let me know. Yeah. And if you don't know how to let me know, that is your problem. So find out how to let me know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, just let me know how your week has been, how your weekend has been, and how yesterday, you know, was. So let me know all of those stuff, which is really, really awesome. No matter where you are, you know, there's always things that you can tell us, things that we actually, we can get to know, you know. Yeah, we can get to know. Why? Because you are the one that exposed us to those things. So that's what we want. We want you to actually educate us here. I actually want to learn new stuff. I want to learn, like, okay, what is happening around the world, you know, and all those stuff. So that's why we also do the worldwide news, you know, right here on What's the Topic, you know. Yeah, that is the reason why we do that. We actually also look at news because we want to let you guys know what is happening around you all over the world, because some of you don't even know what is happening next to your house. Yes, next to your house. You got a new note, you know. Okay, I almost said a new no door neighbor, but I won't say that. You got a new next door neighbor who just moved in, and guess what? You don't even know, so you can't even go and say hi because you don't know. You don't know. So today we're gonna have a very interesting topic. As you can see, the topic is interesting, and we're gonna be discussing some, yeah, disgusting. That is my new, you know, terminology of how to use that. Yeah, but we're gonna be discussing some interesting stuff, eh? Like, we're gonna look at some awesome and amazing topics, news, everything, the show itself, the topic itself. So it's gonna be really interesting, and we're gonna be actually speaking about some awesome, amazing stuff. And yeah, let me know what you think, let me know what your inputs are. And yeah, like, you know, we don't want to assume that what we are actually saying, like, you know, the direction that we're coming from and the topic that we're actually looking at, the conclusion to that topic is that one that we're giving. But we also want to hear from your side, because there's always different perspectives, you know, and all the stuff to the topic. So guys, right here on What's the Topic, let me know which perspective are you coming from concerning the topic, and your feedback. Yeah, like I said, we want to hear what you have to say. So do not go anywhere. You're right here on What's the Topic. Yes, What's the Topic, that is where we are, right here on Active FM, where the family is, because Christ music is hot music. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go for a short break. Yes. Yeah, we're gonna take a short break, and then when we come back, we're gonna look at the news, because yeah guys, you need to take notes in the news, eh? Yeah, you need to take notes. You need to know what's happening around you, because guys, most of you don't even know what's happening around you. Some of you don't even know your president's name or your minister's name and stuff like that. So this is the perfect time for you to take notes and get that information into you. Yeah. So we're going to go for a break. Then when we come back from the break, we're going to look at some of the topics concerning news. Yeah, so don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Yo, how's everybody doing? My name is C-Living II, and you're listening to Active FM.
So let's take a look at the news. Now we got a couple of topics that we actually gonna look at, and yeah, you know, there's like different sections that they fall under, and it's like worldwide stuff. So for those who are like, oh, we're gonna be left out, this, that, that, nah, you're not gonna be left out. So looking at the first one, this is actually worldwide news, so it's like all over the world. We're not just focusing on one specific, you know, like country or what nation. How can I put it? Okay, I don't even want to put a specific category or describe it in any way, but it's worldwide. So first up on the headlines, you know, we actually got President Trump, and the topic itself, you know, like I tell you guys, you know, I don't just come up with those news headlines out of my head. No, I actually go onto websites and actually check, okay, what is happening here and what is happening there, what is happening in that country, what other stuff that are actually, well, what is the president up to in there, whether it's Egypt, whether it's USA, wherever it is, I make sure that I go and gather information. So the first one was basically referring to President Donald Trump, and what it says is Trump looms large over Israeli elections as Netanyahu aims to make history. So you got Netanyahu there that's wanting to make history in Israeli, and he basically wants to be elected. Yeah, and it's really interesting the stuff that is happening, because now I feel like we actually in the period where elections are like everywhere all around the world. I mean, you got elections that are coming up in South Africa in May, you got all of these different elections, and it's like really interesting. So I wonder what is going to be the results of that. So if this guy who's this Netanyahu actually wins, I wonder what history is he planning to make. That is my question. What history is he planning to make? So guys, make sure you know what's happening around you. If you stay in Israeli, make sure that you know what is happening around you. And then, you know, like also looking at the next headline, it's basically referring to Brexit, and basically the topic that they wrote, in other words, you know, for the whole situation was, what does it mean to be European in Brexit era? Yes. Now this question was actually referring to the millennials. Almost said millennials. Hey, sounds like minions, but nah, not that one. We're not talking about minions yet. So it was referring to the millennials. So they asked them that question, you know, what does it feel to be, yeah, a European in the Brexit era? So in that era, how, yeah, you know, like basically that those are the questions that they always have, like what does it mean, you know? And we all have different meanings and all the stuff, you know, different descriptions for different stuff, and the question also applies to all of us. Yeah, it does. Like at this day and age, what does it mean to be living in your era? Yeah, it's not just the in the Brexit era and all the stuff in Europe. No, it's all over the world. It's all over the world. What does it mean? How does it feel? You know, those are the questions. In your own opinion, in your own words, what would you say? Yeah, what would you say? So think about it. Really think about it. Now, in Uganda, I do not know which, okay, like I don't understand, why would you want to be a terrorist that does the following? But now it's like really interesting. So the topic itself, basically the headline is written, kidnapped American terrorist freed in Uganda after ransom paid. Now my first question is, why would you want to kidnap an American kid and send them to Uganda? Now I know there's all of this human trafficking and all those stuff, you know, people obviously making an income because they capture slaves or young people, and they make them slaves, and then as a result of that they sell them and they make money out of them. So like my question is, why would you want to do that? Like, we're living in a dangerous world at the time. Like right at this time, we're living in a dangerous world. Why can't you actually decide, okay, like I'm not gonna do stuff like this where I'm kidnapping people out of their country and sending them to a place that they don't know and all those stuff. And the next thing is, why would you buy a slave? I mean, it says that the American, you know, basically terrorist was freed in Uganda after ransom paid. Now, my first question is, who paid for him to be released, and why would you wanna buy a slave? Yeah, like why? Unless you did it for a good purpose, you know, a good cause, then that's another story for another day. Then we're like, okay, yes, that we agree with, because you saw a person in need and you decided, nah, instead of me getting my own selfish things, let me actually free that person. So if it's that case, then it's fine. But if it's any other reasons, then our question is why? 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 That is our question. So make sure that you examine, okay, like, yeah, your motive and all those stuff. But now, yeah, moving on. Comedian's election success is latest warning for old school politicians. Now, this sounds like familiar, you know, it actually sounds familiar. Because I remember there was a video that actually, you know, was defining school and all those stuff, saying that school is a system that was made, you know, for people to think in a specific way and all those stuff, which was really interesting. So it actually sounds like, yeah, it's one of those. But yeah, going into the article itself, so what it says is there's no policies, no problem. Ukrainian comedian's election success is latest warning for politicians. Now, there was no problems and there was no policies and all those stuff, you know, against the Ukrainian comedian. So what they actually said is, it's really interesting. So there was even elections involved. So the article itself, if you actually, we actually like looked at it and all the stuff, and this is what it actually says. When comedian basically, it's a very interesting name. It sounds like some other hectic names. Let me just put it like that. But now I'm gonna spell the name. It says it's basically VOLODYMYR. Surname also is too much. Zelensky. Okay, Zelensky. So I'm gonna keep it like that. Let's keep it as Mr. Zelensky. Now, if you wanna find out more about the topic and the article itself, just go search on the Ukrainian comedian election. Now you'll find the guy. So what the article says is, when comedian Zelensky announced at midnight on New Year's Eve that he was running to be president of Ukraine, yep, many pundits dismissed the move as a public relations stunt. Now, back then, when it was New Year's Eve, he actually said he was gonna run after being president, and they saying that because he's a comedian, they actually took it as a stunt where he was being funny. But guess what? It wasn't just a stunt. He actually, yeah, he was going after it, man. He was serious about it. So Zelensky, for one, is a household name in Ukraine. Until recently, he starred in a hit television series as a corruption-averse history teacher who is elected, yeah, the country's leader. That is like really interesting. Really, really interesting. So the guy, wow, can you imagine? Here you are, you know, yeah, New Year's Eve, you said, I'm gonna run for president and all those stuff. You know, you're a comedian, and then people, they didn't take you serious. And then bam, there you are. Now you're running the country. Running the country, man. So that was what happened with him. Now the man who has no political experience and few clear policies appears to be on the verge of replacing the real life incumbent. Wow. So they're actually looking at making him the president. Just like he said. Now campaigning on little more than his charisma and a desire for change, he won the first round of the country's presidential election last week. Not presidential, I almost said presidential. But he won the first round. So first round, he won the presidential elections. Sure, that is really interesting, eh? Like really interesting. It shows, it's an eye-opener, you know. There's a lot of opportunities out there and all the stuff. So yeah, just make sure you're ready for it. Now, going on, this is what it actually say. Most opinion polls suggest he will beat President Petro Poroshenko by a considerable margin in the April, okay, basically on the 21st of April runoff. So there's other elections that are happening on the 21st of April, and what they're saying is he's actually gonna beat that guy with an interesting name. So it's really interesting what is happening around the world. And this is just, yeah, Mr. Zelensky's story. A comedian that made a joke on New Year's Eve saying that he's gonna become the president, and guess what? Now they're actually electing him into the president's position. Yeah, he actually won the first round, from a joke to reality, which is really interesting. So guys, make sure you're watching out for stuff like that. I mean, you got people that are actually making things happen, so don't be the one that is, yeah, slipping in the, what can I say, gutter or something like that. Now the next one, probably our last one or second last one, depending on how far we get with this last one. Okay, with this one that we're talking about now, this one is basically referring to the atheists. Yo, so this is what it says: atheists forced underground as religious hardliner battle for control of Iraq after ISIS. So yeah, this guy is an atheist. He was forced to run underground because of ISIS situations and all those stuff, which is like really interesting. I thought it was just, yeah, you know, the believers and all those stuff, but yeah, let's actually go into it. Now Iraq's atheists go underground as Sunni Shiite hardliner dominant. A wave of atheism will overwhelm Iraq because of the wrong practices of Islamic, yep, the Islamic parties, one Muslim scholar said. Yeah, so really interesting, eh, the stuff that is happening. So it's not just, yeah, the Muslims taking over and all the stuff. Now there's even atheists, yeah, there are a threat. No more ISIS as well. Hey, it's not just ISIS as well, eh? Many of Iraq's atheists have forced, you know, they've been forced to hide their beliefs as religious hardliner battle for control over the young democracy. So yeah, obviously, you, if you know, yeah, anything about Iraq, is they more of, yeah, you know, Muslims, there's more Muslims and they're practicing, yeah, their religion and all those stuff. So if you have any religion that is against, you know, yeah, Islam and all those stuff, yeah, then you have a problem. So that is what is happening. Now you got atheists that believe that there's no God. You know, we thought that it was just, yeah, you know, against Christianity and all those stuff, but right now in Iraq they have to now hide their beliefs. Yes, so they believe that there's no God, and right there in Iraq it's a problem because they don't want people who are like that. They want people who worship, yeah, you know, their God and all those stuff. So it's really interesting. And one of the atheists happens to be Mr. Fadi. Now Mr. Fadi does not believe in God and he is terrified. That's what he says. In a basically Baghdad cafe, the medical student sits far from other customers and glances over his shoulder to make sure nobody is watching and listening, so that they don't know what's happening, you know, basically with him and around him and in his life. And he actually said a statement, and the statement goes as follows: I am afraid of being discovered, then I would be killed, he says in a voice that rarely rises above a whisper. This may also harm my family, although none of them know that I don't believe. Sure, really interesting. So Fadi is basically 23 years. Yep, he's 23 years. And what he says is he could be targeted for believing that God and all of the world's religions are human inventions. So we're gonna pray for him, make sure that he starts believing, he gets touched by the Holy Spirit, and God reveals himself to him. So yeah, he's living in a very dangerous country with very dangerous beliefs. So it's very interesting, the people out there, yeah, like, hey. Now the NBC News basically said that there's other 28 years that spoke you know, about the same thing that Fadi spoke about. Yeah, Fadi actually asked to be identified by a, you know, PSEUDONYM, to avoid being targeted by militaries or police, yeah, you know, all those stuff in the country and all those things, because they're going after this guy. So yeah, he asks that they mustn't say his full name, yeah, and surname and all those stuff. So basically Fadi is actually not his name, it's just a nickname that they gave him because they didn't want his identity to be revealed. So it's like really interesting what is happening out there. And just a statement that they actually used, and this is what I said: we used to hear that Islam is the religion of peace, but ISIS behaved like monsters, barbarians, and even worse. Really interesting, which is something that we've been saying. How can you claim that, yeah, your religion is, you know, the peace and all those stuff, yet doing things that are opposite what you're saying, which is really interesting. So yeah, that is the statement that they actually used. Now, it's not just, yeah, the Christians now that are getting affected and all the stuff. It's everyone. So come on, guys, let's stand up as the church and actually pray for these guys that they're going to meet Jesus. So that was the second last headline. And then the last headline, we go into the UK. Yes, the UK. Now, the UK is spending billions. Billions. Note that billions stoke peeling for a chaotic no deal Brexit that may never happen. I even said that slow for you guys so that you can get it into your brain. Yeah. So a no deal Brexit is scheduled to happen on Friday. That's if EU leaders don't unanimously agree to delay the process further this week. So yeah, you know, these guys, they can decide to do anything. So it's really interesting. So the UK is actually gonna go into a deal that can actually end up not happening, and it's gonna be chaotic because it's gonna cause a lot of chaos. So that is what is happening there in the UK. I hope you guys actually took notes. If you didn't take notes, then I don't know how you live your life. So guys, yeah, me, I believe people who take notes are the ones that really make it, you know, they make a lot in life. They actually use their life to impact and all those things. So yeah, just be aware of what is happening around you. But now, before we, you know, obviously get into the topic itself, we're gonna have a session where we speak about music. Yeah, music as it is. So guys, come on, like, make sure you keep on listening. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna be speaking about music now.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So music, as you guys know that, yeah, music, it's very interesting. It's a very, very interesting topic to talk about. Yes, music. Mm-hmm. So what is music? What is music? That is the question. And I actually want you guys to speak about what is music. I want you guys to respond, tell me what music is and all the stuff. I actually want to hear your version of what music is, because people have different versions of what music is. So I got my own definition of music, so let me know what your definition of music is. I'm not gonna tell you what my definition of music is, because that we're gonna reveal in the show itself. So yeah, what is music? There is the question. I want you guys to think about it. We're gonna give you a moment to think about it, and then obviously we're gonna reveal my answer and how people actually view music. So it's like really interesting. Yeah, so we're gonna get into the topic itself after you take a moment of defining to yourself what music is. So what is music is what my question is. We're gonna get into the topic just now. Taking it slow. So your game, and just in time.
for my savior. I ain't after fame or chasing chips. Used to be a hood star, pulled up in something foreign. Eyes were wide awake, but made my spirit, man, was snoring. And yeah, bro, we be touring, but we keep our gaze to heaven. I remember being in that trap spot with a Mac 11, and I'm never going back. I was strengthened by the struggle. Christ and broke, hey, chain and brothers, you ain't gotta hustle. And Queens, you ain't gotta lie down with him for love. You won't never find true affirmation in no club. Them selfies that you're posting on your Instagram and FB will never satisfy you, it'll only leave you empty. The things we do to try to get ourselves attention, take our eyes off God and only causes more dissension. That's the truth, so you can love it to hate it, my friend. I'm trying to be like him, so Father, teach me to hate all this sin.
Just in time, in the right place. Suddenly I will play my ace. Oh. Selling into the market.
Come on.
Vision. Eyes blaze to see the sun rays. No, I'm unworthy, but you are praised. Who I am today, I clutch the throttle. Other hand gripping the bottle in a foreign model. Not today, live like the apostles. They can send the hostiles. I'm gon' preach the gospel with sword tonsils. Hate the fade, I'll engage. Boy, I got major squabbles. Realistic, this is not a gimmick or practice scrimmage. Unscripted, I've enlisted to see this thing finished. My with them. You are king, you are lord, the messiah. What do you require, sire? Ire. Don't plan to ever retire. The old me needed a substance to feel me. Feel me. Pop to prescriptions around the machete. Put it to your neck to get wealthy. Was filthy, but now ordained to the Calvary. How he managed to take me and salvage me. Grace.
Feeding my flame. Shoveling the cards of your game. And just
just call on them. been gone. Some think I got a fence on. When they lift chrome, I ain't never hit, I never gotta get gone. I just sit calm and watch God do only what he can. I watch God move. Talk about heat man, but not cartoon. They bustin' that heat man, shalock got boom. Three shots let off and then a car sped off on my block. Should've been laid out on that block. Blood stains out on that block. But see, I prayed out on that block till the Lord rained down on that block. So if you came around while they was spraying rounds, you could've stayed around on that block. Cause I'm covered with the blood, I ain't ducking from a slug. I ain't living my life twice in fear. Born in sin, ain't no life light in there. Born again, my life Christ like in here. Born to win, it's like my fight's unfair. Cause I never seen a loss, but don't get it confused. I know it's nothing I do. If it wasn't for you, I never would've seen a cross. It wasn't me at all. But I'm loving it, this covenant that I'm in. Though I struggle living with sin, his blood covers me to the end. I'm loving it, this covenant that I'm in. Though I struggle living with sin, his blood covers me to the end. Blessings rain, let it fall on me. Whatever I need, I just call on them.
Christ's music is heart music.
Music. Very interesting topic to talk about. What is music? I believe music is spiritual, music is physical, music is audible. I know I'm just taking it another direction. But music is really interesting because, yeah, you can define music in different ways. Now, music, one of the definition of music is basically vocal or instrument sounds or both combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotions. Yep, emotions. You know, and if you look at the examples, you know, like couples that were dancing to music and all those stuff, the reason why they were dancing to music is because the music that was produced, you know, it had notes inside, it had strings, it had tones, it had chords, sounds, you know, all of these different tunes, air, melody, themes, subject lines, parts, song, refrains, jingle, pieces, yeah, you know, all of this different stuff. And yeah, all put together for the purpose of making music. And if you don't know, the art of science of composing or performing music, there is another definition of music. There is another definition of music in case you didn't know. And there's like all of these different definitions of music, like a sound piercing. Yeah, you know, perceived as pleasingly harmonious. Ooh. The background music of softly lapping water. Ah, I'm like thinking water softly lapping and interesting stuff. Okay, that is like really interesting stuff. But yeah, there is music, man. There's more to music than your brain actually can think of. The writing or printing signs representing vocal or instrument sounds. Yeah. The score or scores of a musical composition or compositions. Now that sounds like movie soundtracks and all that stuff. That is also music, man. That, like movie soundtracks, and you know, they actually change a movie to sound, and you know, they, yeah, that is why music is like beyond what your brain can actually think of. Now, some of the phrases concerning music. Music to one's ear, that is one of the phrases. Yeah, got people who say music to one ear, man, one's ear. Now there is an expression of, you know, music, someone who's expressing music in a form of a phrase, you know, and putting it like that. Now if you look at it, something that is very pleasant or gratifying, you know, to hear or discover. The commission's report was music to the ears of the government. Now, that is a way of expressing what music is. Some of you don't even know the origin of music, eh? I also didn't used to know what the origin of music was. But now let's just take a quick look, you know. I remember I did one of the origin of music in one of the shows. Actually mentioned it and all those stuff. So I'm just gonna do a quick recap on that last show that I did. And yeah, for those who don't know, that I did a show where I actually did touch on music. Yeah, this is a recap. And for those who do know, this is new stuff. So origin of music, if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you now. Music basically, the origin of music itself, like the word and all those stuff, it's from the Greek language, and it's basically pronounced as mousa. Yes, mousa. And if you like, what are you saying, Nash and all those stuff, they actually simplified it to muse, as in M-U-S-A. Yeah, S-E basically. So it's like really interesting. Now, it didn't just start there. It went further down to another Greek word, you know, which is like really interesting because, yo, it's like another long Greek word. But it is the art of muses. Now, M-U-S-E-S. Now, the art of music and all the stuff. Now, it's not just the Greek side. There's also Latin involved and the old French, which all came down to the Middle English term, which we now use as music. Yes, music. Now, Middle English is from the old French musique. I'm French, by the way, if you didn't know. I speak French and all the stuff. But now, going on, it says basically via Latin from Greek, music, techne, art of the muses from mouse or muse. Now, there is some other interesting history. Just a quick, feedback on what is music and all those stuff. Because some people, they don't know what music is. Yeah. If you have to ask them what is music, they will be like, what are you asking me? Yeah. But now, music, what is an easy definition of music? Because some people, they're like, you have all of these bombastic words and like such big stuff, you know, explaining music and all the stuff. But now, okay, let's look at a simple definition, an easy definition of music. There is no simple definition of music which covers all cases. It is an art form and opinion that comes together into play. Music is whatever people think is music. A different approach is to basically list the qualities music must have, such as sound, which is rhythm, melody, pitch, timbre, going on. There's all of these different lists, so there is no specific one. Someone can look at the car and say, music, man, I'm thinking music. Music, man, I'm thinking music. I just made the rhyme here. I just made the song here, sounding good and all the stuff. So it's even what I'm doing, what I just came from doing, people can say, there is music, man. There is music. What does music mean? Music means the world to me. There is one of the people that actually commented, onto Google. Now, music, to me, it has a different meaning and all those stuff. So what they actually saying that is, it makes them feel basically about how it relates to life and how basically they love the beats and all the stuff. I know there was a period of time where I didn't used to listen to music with lyrics and all the stuff. I was listening to instrumentals because I felt like instrumentals were doing it for me and all the stuff. So it was really interesting. Music basically is a way to express yourself, keep you company while you are alone, and always give you something to do. Music is everything. Without music, there is no purpose to a lot of stuff. Now, that is one of the people what they said. And I do not agree with that, because I believe even without music, you still have a purpose. The music just adds more fun and flavor, into your life and all those stuff. So that is what I'm actually saying. I don't believe that when you don't have music, you don't have purpose. No, you still have purpose. Still have purpose. You can still live in your purpose without music. I mean, there was even a time where music didn't exist in my world, but yet I was still living for my purpose. Yeah. what is the purpose of music? Well, since we're speaking about music, you know the purpose, since we're speaking about that. Music's purpose is to express and modulate emotions. We use it to soothe psych up or woo and rage, you know, sadden and cheer some people up, you know, and all those stuff. Cheer them, not tear. I'm gonna say other stuff here, yeah. But now that is some of the purpose of music, or you know, basically ourselves, to lift ourselves up. Music is basically an especially important tool for bonding with and caring for infant, because we love music. Yeah, what is taught in music theory? Because some of you are like, okay, I hear all of the things about music and all those stuff, but now let's go to the theory side. Music is the study of the practices and possibilities of music. Music theory is frequently concerned with describing how musicians and composers make music, including tuning systems and compositions methods, you know, among other topics. Now there's all of these different things involved and all those stuff, which is like really interesting. But now, you know, we don't just want to give you a full-on, you know, topic with everything that is gonna make your brain think too much and all the stuff. But no, we gotta give you moments of refreshment and all those stuff. So we're gonna give you a moment of refreshing. I'm giving you a moment of refreshing. Then we're gonna come and show you the fire. But now, refreshment is good for you. So make sure you take this moment right now to refresh, because it's a moment that I'm even gonna refresh and drink some water and all the stuff. So guys, yeah, make sure you refreshed and all the stuff. Coming into the next one is why music is important in our lives.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Spirit, spreading all your word like wildfire, stirring up the hearts of believers. We proclaim the gospel, your gospel, fueled up by your Holy Spirit. A wild
Why is music important in our lives? That might be your question. Music is very important in our life because it helps us feel relaxed. So some of you listen to music and you feel relaxed. Yeah. I know when I was doing my matric year in high school, I used to listen to soft music because it used to make me relax and concentrate. I used to get a lot done when it comes to homework and my books and catching up and stuff like that through music. And yeah, music basically is also important because in our lives, it has a lot of roles to play in. Like, there's a lot of reasons why we need music in our lives and all that stuff. But don't get me wrong, we need Jesus more. You know, we need God more than music. Now, he's the one that created music, so there's a purpose to music, eh? In case you didn't know. Now, there's some people out there that music has helped, you know, to create certain emotions, whether they were happy, you know, it comes to happy emotions or calm emotions or sad or even angry or scared. It allows those people out there to safely explore different emotions. That's what the music also does to us, you know, which is really true, because I've watched a video where they show the same scene with different music, and that same scene actually gives you different types of, you know, perspective and all those stuff. So it's like really, really, really interesting what music actually does and the purpose of music and why it's important. So going on, you know, basically, why is music so important? I know there is a question right there. Music can bring people in our world together in many ways, many mysterious ways, some you don't even think of. Yeah, whether it is to be the same, you know, taste in music, or the willingness to try something new, or even performing music with others. Music is important because it brings people together in the world. In case you didn't know about that one, yeah, didn't probably think of it. So it's like really interesting. What is music scientifically? It's even the science side. Yeah, music is math. Just when you thought you ran away from math, hey, it's about time you actually think twice. Now, as I was saying, music is math. Yes, music composition is basically a mathematical exercise. From a basic source, you know, basically sound and all those stuff, rhythm and tempos, you know, yeah, an infinite variety of musical expressions and emotions. What can be produced is basically a clear indication that music is as complex and varied as any scientific principle of theory. That is music out there. Like, yeah, guys, music is really interesting. It's really life-changing, if I can put it that way. So don't be in a situation where you're busy wasting time, your life, and all those stuff, you know, by it's a long story. Yeah, it's a very long story. But yeah, that is music, man. Music. What is music in your life? That is the question that I'll end with. Now, for my life, what is music in my life? It is creativity in the pure and undiluted form. I know, I had to Google that word, undiluted form. It is, yeah, like I said, creativity in the pure and undiluted form. Yes, the true definition of music. Yes, for me, music is an important part of my life, as it is a way of me expressing, you know, my feelings and all those stuff. And yeah, it actually touches, you know, home and all those things. So when I'm listening to music, I know exactly what is happening and all those stuff. So what is music to you? I actually want to know what is music to you. So guys, do let me know what music is to you. If you don't know where to catch us, you can catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za or Iono, which is Active FM. Yes, if you go on Iono, yes, you will get us there. And you can go to our Facebook page, which is /activefm777. You can go on our Twitter page, which is at Active FM 777, or you can go on our Instagram, which is at Active FM. I know I almost hit a blank. Go to my personal Facebook page if you wanna get hold of me personally, which is Nashworkaholic Bobo, or you can go on to Instagram, which is Fearless Eagle in Christ. You're gonna find me there. And I also have a What's the Topic Instagram page, which is What's the Topic 777. Now you can also DM me there. So I'm gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Everything flows out of my thinking. Oh, things seen made by the unperceived. Oh, so I'm imagining revival. Oh, imagining the big invisible.
With a new sound to show you I keep it 100, 100. Ooh, this shit a lot of mine. The sun is God-given, I'ma let it shine. Said I can't understand, so they asking why. I'm young and I'm saved and of course I'm fly. What's up? Join hands with a reason king. The flame never dies, I've been burning since. I bring light to the world, Thomas Edison. And I've been choosing by God to be running thin. So, I go shiny, your gyre. I your mommy to bright to your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, you must clear your gyre.
Benny, I'm waiting on TJ. What he
Wait though, it's like you don't know my father. You don't know the reason I call him Jehovah. Agune Chamber, the Lion of Judah is living in me. It's like you don't know my power. You want to play with God, I be. You want to try your luck, I be. And do your winchy winchy, I be. You're feeling like Superman, I be. You wouldn't see till it hits ya. Glory of God comes true, demolition. Go tell the bad man, I say me no fear ya. Cause this one, I church for it, come with the fire. Ha! I go shiny, your gyre. I your mommy to bright to your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, demons clear your gyre.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light. And you carry just for body.
Check out
in the sun or in the night.
Check out
boy, you toss out the summary.
Check out.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light.
Check out.
And you carry just for body.
Check out
in the sun or in the night.
Check out
boy, you toss out the summary.
Groovy, groovy.
You are my God. It's a celebrity, it's a God.
Check out.
It's a bit you want and we kill one. You want that pop, 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 weeping.
Check out.
When you want to.